My name is Vignesh Senthil Kumar, and I'm 14 years old. Today is November 28th, 2017, and I'm speaking with my friend Pranav Barbajung, who is my friend, and we are recording this interview in San Ramon, California. All right. What was your childhood home like back in Fremont? Who else lived with you in your house, and what did your bedroom look like?
Well, I shared a bedroom with my parents, but our house was pretty nice. It was like 3 bedrooms and 3 bathrooms, and it was pretty normal.
All right. How do you describe yourself to someone who has never met you?
I'd say I'm mostly like friendly and energetic.
All right. Talk about the first time I met you when back in fifth grade, and what went through your mind about me?
Well, the first thing I noticed about you was that you're like noticeably taller than me and like better than me at most sports.
I see.
So yeah, you were pretty nice.
Alright. I think that's the same about you. Did you have a nickname, and if so, how did you get it?
I don't have a nickname, mostly because everybody can pronounce my name.
Okay, that sounds good. Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the kindest to you in your life? What will you say to them if they were here with you right now? Do you know anyone back in like Fremont or someone that was probably close to you?
I didn't have too many friends back in Fremont, so it's most likely going to be someone from here. But
was it like your like sixth grade teacher or something?
Well, my parents have always like cared for me and everything, and like they've supported me throughout my entire life, no matter what I did. So yeah, I'd have to say them.
And what would you tell them, like, if they were here right now or listening to this interview?
Just, like, thank you for being there.
All right. Tell me about a teacher or another adult that has had a bigger impact on your life when you were growing up, either here or back in Fremont.
Well, the adults that have had the biggest impact on my life were my parents.
Nobody else? No, like, no teacher?
Not really.
All right. Sounds reasonable. Can you tell me about one of your happiest memories in your life so far?
I'd have to say when my younger sister was born, because until then, I just played by myself most of the time. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the same case for me, too. All right, next question. Okay, how about one of the most difficult moments in your life? So, how about any, like, teachers or adults that have caused difficulties to you? Anyone like that?
Not really.
Anything you've done that you hate?
Nope. I've had a pretty happy life.
I mean, there's got to be something that you probably did that's probably difficult for you to, like, you still, like, regret it, or, like, it's been, like, a difficult moment to go through.
Okay, so in first grade, this kid was actually bullying me a lot, so it took a while for me to tell the teacher because I thought I was being, like, a tattletale, I guess.
Did you eventually tell him?
Yep.
And then what happened?
Well, he got moved into a different classroom.
Oh, wow.
And then, yeah.
Alright. If you knew that this was going to be our last conversation, is there anything that you have never told me before, like in the past like 4 years that we have known each other, that you would want to share with me right now? Any life secrets?
Life in this neighborhood would have been pretty boring if you weren't here.
Alright, that's really nice of you to say. Thank you. What did you do during the summer when you were off from school? Any like best summer you've had before?
Well, I go to India most summers. So, yeah, but not this summer.
That's basically what you do?
Mm-hmm.
Is it fun there in India?
Yeah, I have a lot of relatives.
All right. Tell me about the best or worst person you've ever, like, worked with in, like, an assignment or, like, had to, like, talk to help complete something.
Well, one of my close friends, we shared a history class together in middle school, and we had to do a partner project, and we, like, finished that in 15 minutes when it took others a few hours.
Oh, wow.
We worked so well together.
Did you guys get a good grade on it?
Yes, we did.
Probably a good time you had worked with someone. Can you tell me about someone who has mentored you in your life, like, either, like, an adult, your parents? It could be your parents. Maybe, like, an important time they've done that before?
Yeah, I get, like, all my morality and, like, my beliefs and everything, like, that makes me from my parents.
Sounds good. What does religion and spirituality mean to you, and what role does it play in your life today? Kind of like what you said before.
Well, so, I'm a Hindu, but I'm not too religious. I go to the temple once every 2 weeks, but other than that, and I celebrate all the festivals and holidays, but other than that, not much.
Alright. Do you have any favorite religious holidays, and if so, what do they mean to you?
Well, Holi is always really fun because we get to meet our friends and throw color and water at each other.
And then what does it mean, like, is it just because, like, you get to have fun?
Yeah,
or
just because it's fun.
Alright. What important life lessons have your religious or spiritual beliefs taught you so far, and if so, what, can you share them with me?
Well, I've learned not, like, to think about my actions before I do anything, and, like, to, like, think about everything with a calm mind, and not let my anger get the best of me.
Yeah, I think that's the same case for me here, too. Okay, and what are your earliest memories of being in Fremont? Do you remember, like, the first days you moved into a house or something?
Well, we moved in 2 months after I was born, so I don't remember much of that. But I do remember I spent most of my time in the guest room because the bed was, like, really springy, and I just bounced on that, like, for a few hours every day.
And, like, where do you live? You said you moved to there 2 months after you were born. Were you living somewhere else before that?
Yeah, we were renting an apartment before that.
And in Fremont?
Yeah, also in Fremont.
Alright. And how is your life different now than before you moved here from Fremont?
Well, I've made a lot more friends than I did living in Fremont, and I go outside a lot more rather than, like, spending my days inside my house.
You have, like, no, like, place to play like here you have right now? Like, a big, like, parking lot or big area to play there because you're living in an apartment?
Well, we just had a road, but I didn't really go outside much because I didn't live near anyone I knew.
Oh, I see. And here you have, like, your cousin and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see. Okay. Can you share some of your favorite memories of your time with Sanjeev, talking about your cousin again?
Well, I only really started talking to him and, like, stuff when we moved here. But with my other cousins who live in Foster City, I've been meeting them since I was born.
Mm-hmm.
So they're my first cousins. So, I've only heard stories from my parents, but apparently every time we'd go there, as soon as I'd see their door, I'd start crying, like, uncontrollably.
Wow.
I don't know why. And as soon as I got in, I'd stop immediately. And there was nothing on their door.
Wow. Do you, like, go anywhere? Do you go anywhere with them anytime, like, during a holiday?
Yes. 2 Christmases ago, we met with, like, all our cousins on my dad's side. We met all of them in Seattle, and some of us drove up to Canada as well. So that was pretty fun.
Sounds cool. And what do you miss most about Fremont?
Well, we used to live, like, right next to a bunch of our friends. Like, they were in the same neighborhood, but we didn't see each other much. But we got together for, like, every festival, so... And now we all move to different places, so we don't meet up as often.
Oh, okay. Sounds a good time. Yeah, I did some.
Thinking about future generations and knowing what they may hear of this recording, is there any wisdom or advice you would like to share with them?
Everything you do influences your future, so don't do something stupid you'll regret later.
Yeah, I think that's something everyone should know. And can you tell me some of the most important lessons you've learned in life? Just not in just like physically, it could be mentally, emotionally, anything.
Well, it's like what I said before, just like think about everything you do before doing it.
Alright, so basically this, like that's the main idea of your life. Is that what you live based on?
I try to. Sometimes I forget it, but I try to.
Alright. At least you're working on it. How would you like to be remembered soon? I mean, right, I know right now you're like 15, you don't really care about other people, but when you grow up, you probably want to be like remembered for future generations. How do you think you want to be remembered as?
Well, I'm interested in the medical field, so probably something having to do with like a discovery in the medical field or like as a surgeon or something.
All right, and you want to be like a famous person to like find a cure or something like that?
Yeah, sure.
Alright. Last question, and how do you think someone else would want you to be remembered, like your parents or your sister or your friends?
Probably as like a friendly, intelligent person.
Anything else you don't think they would like care about your like career or something?
Not as much as me.
All right.
More about my personality.
Oh, okay. That sounds cool. Well, thank you for giving your time for this interview, and I hope you liked it.
Yeah, no problem.
All right.